Mrs. Rachel Lynde lived just where the Avonlea main road dipped down into a little hollow, fringed with alders and ladies' eardrops, and traversed by a brook that had its source away back in the woods of the old Cuthbert place. It was reputed to be an intricate, headlong brook in its earlier course through those woods, with dark secrets of pool and cascade. But by the time it reached Lynde's Hollow, it was a quiet, well-conducted little stream, for not even a brook could run past Mrs. Rachel Lynde's door without due regard for decency and decorum. Let's start by thinking about where we are now, and then going back to the question of how we got there. We may no longer study or teach rhetoric in anything like the way our ancestors did, but many more of us rely much more heavily on it than ever before. Consider the conditions in which, at the dawn of the 21st century, we live. Our commerce, our politics, our cultural and social lives are all rhetorical to an extraordinary extent. Which of these statements sounds like you? People are out to get me. Everyone is always helpful. Each one of these beliefs will create quite different experiences. What we believe about ourselves and about life becomes true for us.